Within the Geek Cave, there lives a sarcastic woman who jumped the snark years ago. With her cynicism talisman forever upon her neck, she guides you through the cinematic wasteland. It's time for the More Than Monthly Movie Review from the GRD Cinemistress, Carol the Cat.
Hello, hello, hello. This is the Cinemistress, and I went to the movies. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Cinemistress, where the hell have you been? Well, I gotta tell you, sweets, the last month and a half have not been kind to the Cinemistress. I caught a wicked case of bronchitis that to this day is still slightly residing in my lungs. I can't seem to evict it. So speaking for any length of time was a bit difficult for me because I would break out into coughing fits. And I still may do that. I apologize if you hear any coughing in this recording. But I am back, and I am back with a vengeance because I am hereby declaring that you will get something from the Cinemistress every weekend for the remainder of 2020. So I hope you like my voice because you're going to be hearing quite a bit of it. As previously stated, I went to the movies. I went and saw Birds of Prey and the Fabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn. I know they're shortening it to Birds of Prey, but I happen to love that subtitle, so I'm keeping it in. This film is directed by Kathy Yan and stars Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn, Ewan McGregor, Rosie Perez, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, and Journey Smollett-Bell, and I hope I'm pronouncing that last name correctly. So, I have a love-hate relationship with the character of Harley Quinn, which I will explain in a little bit, and as a result, I went into this movie with a bit of trepidation. Also, I personally thought the trailers looked like a hot mess. I didn't really think I would enjoy this film. As a result, I skipped my usual Thursday night preview showing and went to a Saturday matinee. So, was I right in my trepidation, or did Harley finally come through for me? Let's find out, shall we? As usual, I will save spoilers to the end and I will give you fair warning. First, your plot. This film takes place after Suicide Squad, and Harley and Mr. J have broken up for good. So good, in fact, that she's blown up the chemical plant where he dumped her into a vat of chemicals. If that ain't ending a relationship, nothing is. Okay. I'm gonna drop the Harley Quinn accent because keeping that up is making me cough. Harley is now on her own, and she has pissed off quite a few very bad people. And by breaking up with the Joker, she now no longer has his protection. The main figure looking to off Harley is Roman Sionis, aka the Black Mask, and his henchman, Zaz, who likes to cut people's faces off. Black Mask and Harley strike a deal where he won't kill her if she helps him retrieve a very specific and valuable diamond. Said diamond currently resides in the stomach of one street thief named Cassandra Cain. It is now a race to see who will get to Cassandra Cain first. Harley, with the help of Black Canary, the Huntress, and police officer Renee Montoya, just want the girl to pass the stone naturally. Or Zaz, who wants to cut her open and fish for it. And maybe, just maybe, Harley will get that perfect breakfast sandwich. And that is all I'm going to tell you of the plot. So let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly of this film. First, the good. Okay, a little history with me and the character of Harley Quinn. Harley Quinn is actually one of two characters in this movie that were not created for comic books. Both Harley and Renee Montoya were created for Batman the Animated Series, which is an excellent show that I highly, highly recommend. If you haven't watched Batman the Animated Series, you really should. Harley was, of course, created to be the sidekick slash girlfriend for the Joker. She was a psychiatrist for Arkham Asylum before the Joker threw her into a vat of chemicals and basically made her Harley. I thought the character at first was very interesting because she was a psychologist, and she kept vestiges of that previous life, even when she was at her most insane. But then fandom did something really weird with Harley Quinn and the Joker. They started creating this mythos that they were the perfect couple, and that this is the type of relationship you wanted to strive for. When in fact, this was a horribly toxic relationship that nobody should be in. The Joker continually belittled and abused Harley Quinn, even when they put her in the comic books. Yet somehow there were all these fangirls out there just looking for the Mr. J. And it kind of made me sour on the character of Harley Quinn and the Joker. I'm not a big fan of toxic relationships being held up as a standard. I did go see Suicide Squad, and I enjoyed it. And one of the main things I enjoyed was Margot Robbie's Harley Quinn. Even though, in that film, she's still pining for her Mr. J. So, yeah, I was a bit hesitant with this film. I am happy to report, however, that other than one brief glimpse, you have no Joker in this film. Harley is truly on her own to face the consequences of her actions and to get her own ass out of the scrapes that she's gotten it into. And I very much enjoyed that. This is a really fun film, and key to that fun is Margot Robbie's Harley Quinn, who breezes through this film kicking ass and just blithely psychoanalyzing every character she comes across. Quite accurately, I might add. She may sound ditzy, but Harley, at her core, is an incredibly smart woman. And that comes across quite a bit in this film. I have heard people say that this is edited in a very chaotic manner, but I actually liked that. Because the story is being told from Harley's point of view, the chaotic nature of the editing actually made sense. Of course, Harley is not alone in this film. She also has the Birds of Prey, namely Renee Montoya, who is expertly played by Rosie Perez, Black Canary, who I truly think needed a little bit more to do, and the Huntress, who is portrayed as this socially awkward expert marksman. I really want to see more of her because that social awkwardness was very endearing. But I enjoyed all of the performances here, including Ewan McGregor, who comes across as incredibly sleazy as Black Mask, and he does it so delightfully. The fight choreography in this film is top-notch. There are some excellent fight scenes here, and they're not gunfight scenes. Most of them just involve blunt objects, which I personally prefer to just a shootout. So yes, I enjoyed the hell out of this film, but it is not without its faults, which brings us to the bad. As stated a little bit ago, I do think Black Canary needed a little bit more to do, but this was kind of Harley's show, so I'm hoping they get a sequel for the Birds of Prey. And Zsasz probably needed to be a little bit more menacing. With Ewan McGregor kind of going a little bit campy with Black Mask, Zsasz needed to be just scary, and he came across more of a sycophant here. It just didn't really gel quite for me. But those were minor points. My main bad point for this film is actually somewhat odd. Very often I go into a PG-13 film and I think this film would have benefited from an R rating, something to give it a bit more punch. In this case, this film is a very hard R. For language and for violence, Zsasz does cut people's faces off, but mostly for language. This is one of the rare instances where I think the film would have benefited from a PG-13 rating. Not just because the gratuitous F-bombs were just kind of there, but because there's a lot of preteen and teenage girls who idolize Harley Quinn. But they idolize the Harley Quinn who is with Joker. And I kind of want them to see a very competent, if wacky, hard-ass Harley who is doing things completely on her own, or with the help of other women. This film stars women, is directed by a woman, is written by a woman, and is produced by a woman. I think this would have been an important film if teenagers could actually see it. And granted, once it hits streaming, they probably will, and that will be fine. But I think this one could have actually been PG-13. I know, that's weird for me to say that, but in this case, that is my opinion. The only ugly I can think of for this film is the fact that we are going to get so many Harley Quinns on the con scene this year. So very, very many of them. She's going to outpace Deadpool at this point. Final thoughts. This is a really fun movie. If you don't mind the violence and you don't mind the F-bombs, go and see this. It's a great time. The fight scenes are excellent. The characters are incredibly watchable, and it has some really funny scenes. It also has a kick-ass soundtrack. I immediately went out and Spotify'd the soundtrack for this thing, because it's better than Suicide Squad's soundtrack, and I actually really enjoyed that one. I actually very much look forward to seeing this one again, just to find the little hints and nods to other Batman-related media in there. Check out the name of Harley's Hyena, but I know there's more in there that I just missed because I was just bombasted with the sheer joy of what this film is. I do consider this a comic book movie, so I'm giving it a comic book rating. I am rating Birds of Prey and the Fabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn an 8.5. Very fine plus. And now, spoilers.
Spoilers.
Spoilers? What spoilers?
You tell me.
Spoilers.
Okay, so at the end of this, they blow up Black Mask, and I think that was probably a mistake. Killing Zsasz is one thing, and the way they kill Zsasz is hilarious, and I can watch that scene over and over, but I think they should have left Black Mask alive. He's such a great villain in the Batman universe that the way he went out was just kind of punk. It was like a punk-ass killing. I think they should have just... They could have left one of the bad guys alive here, and that would have worked really well for a sequel, which I'm really hoping this film gets, because it was fun. Also, how many abandoned amusement parks does Gotham have, for Pete's sake? Is this the same abandoned amusement park that the Joker hangs out in and the Penguin? Or is this a totally different amusement park that Harley hangs out in? It just seems like everywhere on every street corner there's an abandoned amusement park in Gotham. Gotham's a weird-ass city, man. It is weird. This is the Cinemistress signing off, and I don't blame you, Harley. That breakfast sandwich looked so good. I'd lose my shit if somebody took that away from me as well.
GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 United States License. Come check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and hit up our website at geekradiodaily.com. Find more of Carol the Cat at guardiansofthegeekery.com and purplehairedpixie.com.